Good morning.
Good morning
and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. It's been an exciting week with hopefully a lot of family celebrations celebrating our citizenship here in the United States. I hope you had a wonderful 4th of July with family and friends. Today is an opportunity to thank God for the land that he's given to us, the place where we live. And you'll notice that at the end of our service with a song, a special song, and also a prayer. But the service is also an opportunity to recognize our citizenship in heaven, that God has created a place for us to be with him forever and also with Jesus Christ. And so in our gospel reading, we hear that Jesus says this, "Rejoice more than anything else that your names are written in heaven." And we love that citizenship that God gives us in heaven. We're going to celebrate that today. Some announcements to share with the congregation before we begin this morning. The first is that in our service, it's special in that we are commissioning 4 youth and 2 adult chaperones for a trip this week. They are heading off to Minneapolis, Minnesota, to be a part of the National Youth Gathering for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. They need our prayers. The youth, to have lots of fun. I'll share some of the things that they're going to be doing in the service when they come up. And then also for the chaperones, we want them to keep track of our youth as they are away. We want to uplift them in prayer as they head off. They're leaving Tuesday, July 9th, and they're going to be back, I believe, Monday, July 16th. Did I get that right?
It's Wednesday the 10th.
Wednesday. I think it's Tuesday the 6th. Okay, Wednesday the 10th, and get back Tuesday the 16th. So a big week ahead for them. Also, I'd share with the congregation that Vicar Christian, we have people going east, we got some people coming west. And the people coming west are our Vicar Christian, and his wife, Svenja. So they are going to arrive, I believe, Monday night, tomorrow night. So we're going to uplift them in prayer for the final leg of their journey. And lots of excitement. We may or may not see them in church the next few weeks because there aren't any responsibilities for his vicarage until it officially starts in August. But they will arrive Monday evening. And then also a note about next week's worship service. Next week is another opportunity to be outside, and the weather looks to be quite nice. So expect a little bit warmer temperatures than last month. We'll gather out on the patio at 9:30 a.m. Should be a fantastic morning of worship. Looks like we've got some other announcements this morning. I'll pass it off to Janie. Good morning.
Just a note that Pieces by Peace meets tomorrow in the fellowship hall between 10:15 and 2.
We always have lots of projects going on. And also please note in your bulletin this morning that there is now a group that meets before us, and they will get out at 10 o'clock, so there's no need for us as Pieces by Peace to get there early. So just want to make a note of that, please.
All right. And Jeanette has got an important announcement to make, I think. Yeah?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, just a quick reminder, make sure your calendars are marked for Friday, July 19th, 7 p.m., when we're going to actually have our 3rd annual stargazing event. John Cowens, our NASA ambassador from Oregon, will be here giving us some insight on Apollo 11 and various moon landings, current happenings that are going on with NASA. We are going to have some fun activities and door prizes for the kids, some sweet treats, great music. Peggy has graciously offered to come and play the piano, and we always enjoy that. If you have a telescope, bring your telescope, because we're going to go outside and do some stargazing, enjoy the evening. Importantly, though, we do kind of hope we can get some extra help in the before setting up the tables. We pulled the tables down, set up chairs for the great presentation, and so maybe some able-bodied people coming at 5:30. And if you are inclined to please stay afterwards and help us put it all back again, that would be great. So don't miss it, because he really does a very informative presentation. And I'm going to make a note, just to keep the summer going, We're going to have a couple music events coming in August. So mark your calendar for August 8th at 7 p.m. when we have a group called Blackberry Jam coming, and they're going to do bluegrass music. And Bryson is going to come back. Is he here?
No? He's not here.
Bryson and his friends are coming back on August 22nd at 7 p.m. for music out in the patio. So mark your calendars for all of them and hope to see you all then. Thanks.
Yeah, a lot of good things. A lot of good things happening in peace in the next few months. And there will be moon pies. I just want to let everyone know. Yeah, moon pies. Yeah. One other note about our worship this morning. My voice is not 100%, so I don't want to sound like a middle school middle schooler this morning when I sing. Our worship is out of the green hymnal today. It's the first Sunday of an odd month, so you'll want to keep a green hymnal handy for our worship. It's also noted in the bulletin as well. It'll help guide you along, and it's also projected as well. Dr. Johnson's going to actually sing the liturgy parts at the beginning of our worship service this morning to help me save my voice a little bit more. I think that does it for our announcements this morning. God's blessings on your worship. Let us begin by rising for our invocation. Please stand if you are able.